It's 8:54, and right now 50 degrees here in Greenfield. And Dr. Ram, the money doctor from Power Down Debt, is here, and she brought her calculator. So get ready. Are you going to fire some numbers at me?
I think this is the first time I've ever brought my calculator into the studio here.
I haven't seen a calculator in so long. I mean, generally, you know.
Really?
It's one of these now.
You know, one of those isn't doing what one of these is. This thing can fly the space shuttle if I need it to, you know.
And land it, I hope, as well, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on?
Well, we've got a lot to cover, actually. I want to talk about Governor Cuomo's Excelsior Scholarship Program. If you haven't heard about it, it was a bill that was just passed in New York.
Right.
Included in the budget.
He's the governor of New York.
Yeah. And so it was included in the budget, and it's being touted as free tuition, free college, right? So you know what's happening already. I'm picking it apart. First, let me say I'm really happy for anybody getting free tuition. I think it's a step in the right direction. What I'm cautioning about is
nothing is
all
free.
All the details. So,
are you going to tell me nothing is free?
No, I'm not going to tell you nothing's free. I think they're going to cover the tuition, but I think that's going to come at a cost, and I think we have to look at it realistically.
Okay.
So, first of all, there's a little what I think is fuzzy math. They're saying it's going to cost the state $163 million a year, which is a pittance in a political world. But I don't know how it's only going to cost that. Anyway, I'm sure they have a way that they're going to tell me it's only going to cost that. But we're talking about forgiving tuition of about $6,470 if you are a commuter or you live on campus at a four-year degree program, a baccalaureate degree program.
Right.
They're also saying something close to 1 million people are going to qualify for that. That math doesn't come out to $163 million a year in cost. So I have to assume that what they mean is it's going to cost them that to administer this program in some way. Now, let's talk about what is good about it, what's not. The great part is they're going to cover some of your tuition. What I want people to be aware of is that by no means means you're going to have free education, unfortunately. So here's the numbers. On average, a four-year degree, the cheapest you're going to get out of it with in on average New York university or a college or a technical school with a four-year degree is about $41,000 after they've forgiven the tuition.
Okay.
Pretty good, but still not free. If you are living on campus, you're probably looking at about $72,000 or $73,000 after they've forgiven tuition, but before you're talking about grants and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for families that earn $125,000 or less. It's going to start at $100,000 and be phased in over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the real hiccup in this. You're going to give
the
up
big
some,
enchilada.
It really is. You're going to give up some years of your life, Kevin.
Oh no!
Because at the last minute, the provision that was slid in, which did get approved, is we don't want people coming to school in New York and then taking their degree and going somewhere else. So we are imposing what I am calling, now it's only my term, indentured servitude, right?
Uh-huh.
So what we're saying is if you go to school and you want to have this debt forgiven, that's fine, but you now need to work in our state for the same number of years that you are in school for.
Oh.
So a baccalaureate, you're going to give up 4 years, associates, two years.
So what if you don't? They're going to come after you for the money?
Yes.
Oh.
How often do you hear me say yes, right? I don't know how they're going to police it, but yes, if you don't, then there are some caveats in place about, they say there in some cases things would be covered, in some cases
way back to the beginning, you need to be an in-state resident too, right?
Well, no, you can be an out-of-state resident, but then the prices change, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
However, you not only need to be in school full-time and work for the state after you graduate, but you also have to keep your grades at a certain level. Much of which we don't know yet. So these details are still coming out.
I can't take advantage of this. I'm sorry.
No, it could be good, but it's not enough. So you know my point. Take advantage of everything you can take advantage of for student funding. If it's this, fine. But then when you're stuck with $72,000 or $41,000 or whatever in student debt on top of everything else, then let's apply a system like we're talking about and speed this thing up.
Sounds like a good idea. Dr. Ram is from Power Down Debt, which is right here in Western Mass, not New York.
Well,
not yet, right?
It's not New York. Not
right
today.
Right here in Western Mass. PowerDownDebt.com is the website. The phone number is local. You're going to recognize it, and she's about to say it.
Thanks, Kevin. It's 413-774-5555.
And we are at 859, 50 degrees in Greenfield. Here's Dan and Shay starting a long bear jam for the bear at work. Good morning.